I'm Chanel Varani, and this is Our Island Universe.
Here in the valley, one of the most iconic images we have is that of an old farmhouse with an adjacent red barn. Indeed, red barns are as American as apple pie. But why are barns painted red, and what is its connection to the stars? In the past, farmers did not have the enormous choice of paint colors and sealers that we do today. They needed a solution that was cheap and readily available. So farmers would seal their barns with linseed oil, which is an orange-colored oil derived from the seeds of the flax plant. To this oil, they would add ingredients like milk and lime, but also ferrous oxide, otherwise known as rust. Rust was plentiful on farms, and because it killed fungi and mosses that might grow on barns, it was very effective as a sealant. The resulting mixture would turn red in color. Barns today are painted red to honor this tradition. But what's the connection of red barns to stars? Rust is plentiful because of where it comes from, the centers of massive stars that explode, littering their immediate interstellar neighborhood with stuff produced in their core. The shockwave from a nearby supernova may cause an otherwise dormant giant cloud of gas to collapse. As material falls to the center, a new star may form. Some of the material may stick together to form planets that will orbit the new star. This collapsing cloud is now also enriched with material produced in previous generations of stars. Indeed, the calcium in our bones, the oxygen we breathe, the nitrogen in our air, the carbon-based life form that we are, and yes, the iron and paint that makes barns red can all be traced to massive stars that lived and died. So the next time you drive down an old country road, see an idyllic farmhouse with a red barn nearby, remember that the red in that paint can be traced to stars that lived and died billions of years ago.
I am Chanel Varani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.